The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Central Kansas Football Preview Show, as it is the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs, and let's get right into it here on Ad Astra. I'm Scott Hogan, and joining me is Brad Howyer, 94.7 tonight, 8-man Division One, 9-1 Little River at 9-1 Chase County. Little River blew out Madison 60-14, and a shootout Chase County won at Caldwell 56-38. Boy, on paper, pretty close game. Do you think the Redskins go on the road and get the victory?
Well, first of all, that was a quality win last week for Chase County. South Sumner County had been undefeated up until that point and relatively unchallenged too. Now, I don't know very much about their schedule, admittedly, but considering that they, I think their closest game had been something like 32 points before that game, and then, you know, of course, then Chase County goes out and wins, and their only loss by two points to Burlingame. So, I don't know. I think this could be a pretty competitive game, Scott.
I think so. Little River again, Madison maybe not quite what they've been in past season. That's still a very good victory for Little River on paper. This is a pick'em game for me, I think, on 94-7, but should be a fantastic ball game. Really, all of our games should be a 95.9. Couple of blue bloods in Class 1A, 8-2 Smith Center at 9-1 Inman. Smith Center shut out Sedgwick 28-0, and a little revenge for Inman from a sub-state loss two seasons ago. They go back out to Oakley and shut out Oakley 47-0. It feels like Inman, after that loss to Conway Springs, is really rolling right now. Tough test on Friday. I expect a close game, but I do think Inman wins this.
You know, Smith Center, obviously one of the, you know, the, like you said, the blue blood of small class 11-man football. Two losses on the season, one to Norton by 10 points, and then a two-point loss to a very good Waubonsie team. So, and, you know, speaking of playing well, I mean, since then, they have just put some hurtings on teams. You know, they beat Oakley 37-7. Republic County, Sacred Heart, Valley Heights, Remington, and Sedgwick, and really none of them have been that close. I think 28 points has been the closest game yet. Inman, of course, with that big win over Oakley. So, yeah, I would probably give a very slight edge to Inman in this game. I think, like we keep talking, that they've been getting healthier and healthier, and it definitely seems like that the arrow's pointing upward, and Inman seems, since that loss to Conway Springs, really playing pretty good football. And, of course, one more win, they could be lining up against that Conway Springs team again.
And it would be a fantastic rematch. 96.7, 8-2 Lebo at 10-0 Canton Galva. Lebo defeated Frankfort 46-0. Canton Galva blasted Hanover 62-8. I mean, Lebo, good record, quality win. I like Canton Galva hands down, running away with this one.
Yeah, you look at Lebo, and they definitely, you know, have had a great season. And but there's a couple kind of scores that stand out to me for them about this season. One is that they narrowly had a they narrowly beat Madison. Now, this is way back in September. Everyone's different now. But 30-26, and they also got mercy ruled by Burlingame. Now, Burlingame's great, but like I kind of said last week about, I think it was Little River, you know, I would like to think that Canton Galva is much closer to Burlingame than they are Madison. So I really can't help but think that Canton Galva wins this one pretty comfortably.
Well, let's go ahead and take a timeout. We'll be back with more of the Central Kansas Football Preview Show on the Ad Astra Sports Network.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit GiantCom.net to learn more.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at GiantCOMM.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications. The Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore is proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics. It's Fried Chicken Day on Sundays, 785-866-2233. Try their homemade pies, whether it's strawberry rhubarb, peach, or banana cream. If you're looking for a hometown cafe with great food and great personalities, check out the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. Proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
Kansas football preview show, 98.9, a rematch from September 23rd, 8-2 Circle at 9-1 McPherson. McPherson won that game against Circle 35-15, and they shut out Arc City 35-0 on Friday. Circle won versus Coffeyville 34-6. It was a 20-point game at that point. I think it could be a little bit closer, but I still see the Bullpups winning this one and moving on.
Yeah, McPherson, it's been kind of a weird season in that a lot of their games that they've won, you think that maybe they could have won the game more comfortable than they did, like the first round against Mulvane. I think that was a prime example. I think the game kind of summarized most of McPherson's season. The closer a while you think what's going on, they end up winning. But beating Arc City last week, 35-0, that was a statement win, Scott. I think that was kind of an indication that McPherson is maybe starting to show signs that they're going to peak here this late in the season. Of course, no better time to do that. And I'm not going to say that they're going to blow out Circle, but I definitely like to win in advance of the semifinals.
100.3, 10-0 Kingman at 8-2 Beloit. Kingman 33-6 victory over Ellsworth. Beloit big victory over Norton 50-14. Boy, I like Kingman. This is a tricky game. Beloit made a nice run last year. It looks like they're poised too this year. This is another one of those scary games on the road for Kingman.
I know that the Kingman community has been looking forward to this one since our team got eliminated by Beloit last year in a pretty close game, if I'm not mistaken. And then, of course, Beloit went on to the state championship game where they lost 35-12 to Rossville. And it was a three-point game last year. So, yeah, I know the community is really looking forward to this one. Beloit, some interesting scores that they actually started the season with a 14-6 loss to Ellsworth, and they got blown out by Southeast of Saline. And since then, they haven't been challenged at all. So I think that this is a Beloit team that has gradually gotten better. I do think that they're prime built for November football. They like to run it a lot, and they do it successfully. Not that Kingman can't, they can run the ball, and they do it very well. Because of the conditions that they're probably going to play in on Friday, I think it's going to be an interesting game. I think it's pretty much a pick 'em.
Kicks 106.1, 8-2 Cheney at 7-3 Clay Center. Cheney, a wild 28-27 victory at Scott City. Huge victory for Clay Center. Shut out Wichita Collegiate at Collegiate 35-0. I've got this game, and well, I tell you what, Cheney escaped Scott City on the road. Boy, they're going to need a little magic. This is a Clay Center team playing really good football right now.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, just put a thump in on Collegiate. And they've played a tough schedule. They've lost undefeated Wamego, undefeated Southeast of Saline, and a very good Rock Creek team. So they've been pretty well tested. They got three losses. This is a good team. You know, Cheney went all the way out west to be a good Scott City team. Tough matchup. Their only losses are to undefeated Kingman and undefeated Andale. So I think we can say that these teams are pretty well tested for this game tonight. And I think that's good for both teams. And neither one of them is going to see anything that they haven't seen already.
And our final game on sports number one and six man, 8-2 Wetmore at 10-0 Cunningham. Wetmore 63-7 over Burton. Cunningham shuts out Natoma 65-0. I think Cunningham's a team on a mission. I like them handily against Wetmore.
Yeah, Cunningham they've been a six-man power since they moved down to six-man, and big win last week. And, you know, Wetmore's had a very good season, obviously, but Cunningham's just on a roll right now. You know, kind of interesting, Scott, since their October 14th win over Burton, they hadn't played since then. The last week they had a forfeit, then a bye, then they just went out and just trashed Natoma. But I do think that they are going to go out there and they're going to get another victory in advance of the semifinals.
Well, stay tuned for live coverage from all of our sites. You've been listening to the Central Kansas Football Preview Show on the Ad Astra Sports Network.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
Oh, look, he wrecked the tractor again.
That's the second time this month. Well, I hope he has insurance. I heard Fitzsimmons Insurance Agency in Cunningham provides insurance for all agricultural needs. Maybe we should tell him about it.
We've been trying to tell him to go to Fitzsimmons since the barn burned down.
Fitzsimmons Insurance Agency, insuring farmers and ranchers since 1987.
Working together for the love of the land at Kansas Co-op. It's more than just a slogan, it's their calling. Day in and day out, their committed staff serves farmers across Pratt, Sedgwick, and Stafford counties and around central Kansas. To learn more about Kansas Co-op, including a complete list of locations, career opportunities, and other co-op news, go to kansacoop.com. Kansas Co-op, working together for the love of the land.
Skyline Grain offers a wide array of grain contracts and risk management tools to help our producers market their grain. With today's technology, everything you need is at your fingertips. Skyline Grain is now offering a mobile app that lets you see cash bids and futures quotes at any of our locations. Producers can also see grain contracts, scale tickets, and more. Visit skylinegrain.com or contact me, Tony Lair, at 620-492-6210 to learn how to download today.
High school football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Good evening, everybody, from Cunningham, Kansas. I'm Lucky Kid. We're at City Park as the Cunningham Wildcats get ready to take on the Wetmore Cardinals in six-man sectional action. Wildcats pitched another shutout last Thursday, beating the Toma, the team that beat them in last year's Wild West Bowl, 65-0, their fifth blanking of an opponent this season. Since they gave up 30 points to Ashland in the season opener, Cunningham has allowed just 19 points the rest of the way, led by the snap-taking duo of senior Trey DeWeese, who will this season is combined for 868 yards passing, 22 touchdowns. Sophomore Will Regler has also passed for 4 touchdowns. McGuire, the team's leading rusher, 18 carries, 277 yards and 6 touchdowns. Junior Jack Ruckel has rushed for 58 yards, 4 touchdowns. Freshman Skylar Timmish rushed for 144 yards and 3 touchdowns. Alderson is the team's leading tackle with 41 on the season. Rickle added 31, sophomore Dagan Reed 26. Four other players on this team have 10 or more tackles on the season, Rucker accounting for 7 sacks and 3 hurries. McGuire, DeWeese, and Alderson have combined for 7 interceptions on defense of the 11 by the Wildcats this season. Wetmore, a first-year six-man program, which beat Burton 63-7 last Friday. With that win, the Cardinals matched their total win total from 2015 to 2021. Bulk of their offense goes to two players, senior quarterback Kyle Womack, who has passed for 853 yards, 15 touchdowns. Steeler running back Dirk Hanslick, who has rushed for over 1,300 yards, 32 touchdowns. The top three receiving targets include Hanslick, senior wide receiver Jacob Carls, and Weston Schultz-Jeans. Womack also the team's leading tackler with 80 on the season to go with 5 interceptions. Hanslick has 59 tackles and 3 sacks. Of the Cardinals' 2 losses this season, one 65-20 to Pawnee City, Nebraska in Week 2, the other to still undefeated Waverly 38-32. Waverly, the only Kansas team to take the Cardinals to the full 40 this season. Honey City, interesting team, 8-2 on the season. They played this afternoon at Arthur County, Nebraska, in the semifinals of the Nebraska six-man playoffs. And if you think some Kansas schools complain about travel distance, keep this in mind. Pawnee City traveled 372 miles one way. Arthur, by the way, for those of you down in Kansas, that's off to the northwest of North Platte. Pawnee City in the far southeast corner of Nebraska. MSC Sports had coverage of that game. We'll see if we get a score from back up northeast Kansas. We'll pass that on to you. Numbers will be an advantage Cunningham has tonight. They've got 20 on their roster to 12. The Wetmore through 6 of the Cardinals are seniors. We'll come back. We'll talk to the coaches here on the 8th Midway Motors Drive to the Game. This is the 8CC Road to a Championship presented by Nexic Wireless on At Astro Radio and MSC Sports.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money trees and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilsonsdirecttires.com.
Are you looking for a family-friendly fitness center that offers basketball and volleyball courts? How about walking lanes and a large array of fitness equipment to accommodate any and all ages and fitness levels? We also have a turf room with batting cages for kids to hone their skills in the off-season. We offer several high-energy and low-impact classes that are included at no additional charge. Oh yeah, and we have an 8,000-square-foot heated swimming pool, too. So if all of this sounds intriguing to you, please visit us at the Netawaka Family Fitness Center today, where you can get free months with the purchase of select memberships through January 2022.
No, I know that was a talking point, and that's what, you know, people at school or downtown were asking, was there going to be rust? How are you guys going to do? The town was going to be ready for you guys, and all that was true. But I was very pleased with how the boys responded to that. I mean, I think offense and defense and special teams were all ready to find and hit somebody else instead of hit ourselves at practice. They don't have to listen to me that way.
Exactly. You get some of that at the start of the season also. You're ready to just get out there on the football field, but you take care of business. And, you know, I think one of the most impressive things, you guys obviously have a lot of talent, put up a lot of good numbers, but, you know, 5 shutouts in 6-man football, that is very difficult to do.
Agreed. But that's something that our boys take pride in. They don't want the other team to score, and they really have each other's backs. If somebody, I mean, with communication and, you know, rotating wherever, they find a way to get things covered and make a tackle.
You know, let me ask you about this upcoming game against Wetmore, another solid team in 6-man football. And, you know, you guys have been on top now for a little while, and your team seems to respond as the favorite. But what do you see from this team, Coach, that you're going to have to go out and do well to get that victory?
I think I really don't know a whole lot about them. There's not a whole lot of crossover teams. I think they are well-rounded, so I think we're just going to have to play a good base and cover the run some. We're going to have to cover the pass some and take care of the football, obviously, to limit their chances to keep them out of the end zones.
And let me ask you one final question. Your team, you know, like I said, on top, number one ranked in six-man football and undefeated. Would you say that right now you're playing your best football of the year?
I hope not. I hope we can play our best this week and continue to improve. There's always little things to work on. I think we're playing better than we did a couple weeks ago, and I think we're playing better than we have in practice against our, you know, against ourselves, with a little more focus and with a common opponent to target.
Well, you'll get back out there on the field, and I know your team will be prepared and ready to go. Coach, we appreciate the time, and best of luck to you again.
Thank you very much.
Well, that will do it for Coach McGuire. We've got more of the Midway Motors Drive to the Game coming up right after this.
The Kansas
Veterinary Service right off Highway 9 in Wetmore. Contact Dr. Trent Glick at 785-866-4141. Wetmore Veterinary Service, proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
Well, welcome you back to the Midway Motors Drive to the Game. I'm now pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Wetmore Cardinals, Coach Miles Hanselcheck. And, Coach, we appreciate the time. Your team coming off a nice victory in the playoffs over the Burton Chargers, 63-7, as your team moved to 7-2 on the year. And, you know, tell us a little bit about your team and what you felt like have been the strengths of your team over the course of the season.
My strong senior class. I've got six seniors out. They're just a bunch of leaders. They're the most unselfish team I've ever been around, coached. My son Dirk is running back. I got a Tyler Womack that's quarterback. Those two are the captains. They just live for football and they like to knock some heads. And so anyway, yeah, they're kind of holding it all together, but we got 11 kids out now, so small unit, but we've only been playing football for I think 7 years here in Wetmore. We had it shut down for 20 years, and then we started back up with 8-man, and then when 6-man came along, we jumped on board. We just thought that was more of a fit for us, and it's worked out great for us.
Well, it's certainly very impressive only having 11 guys, but like you said, a strong group of seniors can help your team. And, you know, looking at some of the scores, you know, obviously you've put up some very good numbers and coming off that good win against Burton, but I think more impressive your defense. You had a 3-week period where you only gave up 6 points, and then you get a shutout to end your year at Chautauqua. And, you know, very interesting. It's impressive to see six-man teams hold other teams down like that, Coach.
Absolutely. There's a lot of field for six guys out there. Yes, our defense is doing a great job. It just comes down to how much they want it, and they want to hold everybody. You know, a lot of I'm trying not to brag, but a lot of those 6 and 7 point scores that we had against us was, you know, us trying to get the second string in and get some of these underclassmen some rep. That's what happened last week. I think that would have been a shutout, but we needed to get them in. And a couple little mistakes and, you know, and field coverage, and, you know, hopefully they learn from it and we have something next year to go off of. But so, yeah, our defense is just doing great. You know, you take two of our games away and we haven't had many points scored on us at all. We're very happy with the defense. Very, very happy with defense.
Well, the defense will be key along with, you know, every unit against a very good Cunningham team, ranked number one in six-man. Coach, what have you seen from them that your team going to have to go out and accomplish to get that victory?
I really think I was scared 2 weeks ago when I was watching them, and then I watched their game against their game last week. I think we can play with these guys. They are a very great team. They're fundamentally, they're great. They sure love to play downfield. Those three guys on the defensive line, boy, they just come at you and they just keep coming at you. But what even impresses me more is your secondary. Boy, they like to come too. They don't just, you know, sit back there and wait to see if it's a pass or a run. They're coming. So they're boy, I'm pretty impressed with these teams. They got a lot of kids, but they can sure mix some guys around and keep everybody fresh. We're not going to have that option, so I hope the guys are ready to tighten up their chin straps and play four quarters of hard-nosed football. But I think it's going to be a great game, honestly.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time, and we know your team going to go out there and put out their best effort, and best of luck to you in the sectional playoff round.
I sure appreciate it. We're looking forward to it. Like I said, this is all new to us. Wetmore's never been in a playoff game in history, dating clear back in the 60s. So we're making history, and we're having fun doing it, and got the community behind us, and we're having a good time this year.
Well, that's great, and even better for that senior class. That will do it for Coach Hantelcheck. We've got more of the Midway Motors Drive to the Game coming up right after this.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications. The Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore is proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics. It's Fried Chicken Day on Sundays, 785-866-2233. Try their homemade pies, whether it's strawberry rhubarb, peach, or banana cream. If you're looking for a hometown cafe with great food and great personalities, check out the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. Proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
High School Football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Back in Cunningham, as the Wildcats getting ready to take on the Wetmore Cardinals tonight in sectional six-man football action, as we're getting close to getting the game ready to go here tonight. Now, the winner of this game will play either Waverly or Tescott. Those teams playing tonight, both Waverly, Cunningham undefeated. Tescott ranked fourth in this week's KPreps.com rankings. A team like Wetmore that has seen a dramatic turnaround this season. Now, is my understanding if Cunningham wins, it will depend on who wins the other game as to whether they are home or not. If Waverly wins, the game would be at Waverly next Friday. If Tescott wins, the game will be here in Cunningham, and that is based not on East-West rule, but it is based on the fact that they met up in districts and the winner of the district matchup would host in that case. Now, if Wetmore wins, they would play at Waverly if they win, based on Waverly being the District 1 champion and beating Wetmore in district play. But if Tescott wins and Wetmore wins, we're going to have to do some calculating, because it's going to depend on how the bye that Wetmore had in the first round of the playoffs as to which way they'll be going in terms of the number of home games hosted on the before the East-West rule would apply. So you'll find out probably more about that in the morning once KSHSA.org has all the results in from time. Right now, the captains out meeting on the field as Cunningham is in their road, in their home red uniforms, white numerals, while Wetmore is in the road white jerseys, black pants. They have red numerals and black trim. As we tell you that just like tonight's teams, Anita Cleaners can help you look your winner. Expert dry cleaning and professional shirt service, Anita Cleaners and Hutchinson at Newton. It's where you take your clothes. And the coin flip is done, and the tip-off was won by Wetmore. They will receive, and Wetmore will have the ball to start the ball game. Our officials for tonight's game, referee Don Henderson, the umpire David Pettis, Thurston Mitchell's the linesman, John Dunn, the line judge, and Billy Chadway Jr., the bat judge tonight in this game. Six-man sectional action. It's Cunningham and Wetmore tonight here on AdAstroRadio.com and also on MSC Sports on KAR 93.7 in Atchison. We want to thank them for joining us tonight here on the broadcast as we're being broadcast around the world on the World Wide Web, and also back for the folks in Northeast Kansas. So we're about ready to go here tonight with very exciting high school football action. We will try to have updates on some of the other games around the state of Kansas as we go through the evening, so be sure to stay with us here, and we'll keep you up to date as we get scores around the area. We'll hopefully try to feed some scores. We're going to check here. I have to We're going to check here on one of our other feeds here and see if we have another update there, and I don't think we do. We don't know that Ashland on the other side of the bracket does have an early lead on Northern Valley, so we do know that much. I think 14-6 was the score we heard last. Getting ready to kick it off with Wildcats' Dagan Reed as we are ready to go here tonight. Reed kicks it, and it's going to be a good one, and it is going to go back into the end zone. So touchback will be first and 15 for the Cardinals at their own 15-yard line. If you're not familiar with six-man football, you got to go 15 yards to get a first down instead of 10. Also, the person that takes a snap cannot advance the ball past the line of scrimmage, although he can hand it to someone else and then get it back that way. So Wetmore out on the field as they will be working from south to north into the wind tonight. And it's kind of a chilly wind tonight. So here we go, set it up here now. Hanselcheck will get it. He's trying to look. He gets the ball off to Womack. Womack tries to get a pass off and does so. Nice gainer there as the pass goes back to Weston Schultzjans. Will pick up about 7 yards, get the ball out to the 21-yard line, 6-yard pickup. So that'll bring up second down. Target is a 30. Second and 9 coming up now for the Cardinals. They'll put 3 on the line, 3 in the backfield. Snap goes. Handoff goes on the far side and breaking away, and he is going to go all the way, but almost stumbled out of bounds. But here we go in the end zone right off the back. It's going to be Dirk Hanselcheck getting the points. So Wetmore on the board early. 9:12 left here in the first period. A 6-0 ball game. The 2-point conversion coming up here. I think they're actually going to try to kick it. Kick is up. Kick is no good. And again, when you kick in six-man football, it's 2 points instead of one. 9:12 left first period. Wetmore takes the early 6-0 lead. We'll be back in 1 minute from the Alan Samuels broadcast booth. This is the ACC Road to a Championship presented by NextTech Wireless on Ad Astro Radio and MSC Sports.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, treaties and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Yeah. .com. Luke McGuire is going to let that kick off for Wetmore go out the end zone. The Wildcats of Cunningham will have it first and 10 from their own 15-yard line. Wetmore takes the early 6-0 lead as Dirk Hanselcheck gets a 59-yard run on the second play of the ball game. Now the Cardinals have their crack at it. Luke McGuire will be in the backfield, along with, I believe, Trey DeWeese as well. Let's see how the snap will go here. Cunningham is going to spread things out here. Snap goes, and DeWeese puts the pass up. Incomplete. Try to go on the far side. Pass was intended to Luke Albers and not going to work, so that stops the clock with 9:08 left in the first period. As Wetmore defense comes up and puts a lot of pressure there on the quarterback. Let Alan Samuels help you find the make, model, and budget that fits your needs. View their large inventory at AlanSamuelsTouch.com. Alan Samuels, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Come by, let's be friends. Pass complete on the near side. No, they're going to say that They're going to say that Lane Halverson stepped his toe on the out-of-bounds line just inside Cardinal territory. So it's going to bring up a third and 10 situation for Cunningham, so they're in the danger of going three and out on their opening drive of the ball game. 9:01 left in the first period. And that, well, folks, was close, but the officials were right there to see and not quite have the other both feet in bounds. Here's a quick pass over. They give it to Halverson. Halverson will take it up. He's across the 30. He'll have the first down before he is driven out of bounds. On the stop for Wetmore is going to be Jacob Carls. So Cunningham will move the sticks. First and 10 with 8:54 left in the first period. Again, getting driven out of bounds on that play. Gets the ball up to the 32-yard line. So 17-yard pickup on that third down conversion there for the Wildcats. Cunningham again will put a receiver on either side again as they spread out their line. Two on the far side. Snap goes back. Quick pass on the far side. Goes over to Reed. Reed has to get around a bunch of defenders. Now he's going to try to cut in. Bounces off one defender and finally driven out of bounds. Solid block there for the Cardinals put on by Jacob Carls. Just like a great block on the field, the pros at H&R Block provide the help you need and the biggest possible refund. Find the tax prep option for you at H&R Block in Hutchinson, Lyons, and Ellsworth. Coming up here, it's second down. Ball up to the 37-yard line. Second and 10 coming up for the Wildcats, trailing Wetmore 6-0. This time, Luke Albers will spread out on the far side to near side. McGuire goes into motion. And pass goes off there. Back to the line of scrimmage. Albers trying to pick his way through. And, excuse me, McGuire there. And Kyler Womack on the stop there for the Cardinals. Does get the ball to the 40-yard line. Brings up third down and 7 for the Wildcats. 7:47 now left here in the first period. A 6-0 ball game. Wetmore on top. They converted third and 15 earlier. Let's see what they'll do on third and 7. Snap goes back. Pitch goes off. Here's McGuire. McGuire's going to take off. He's going to have the first down and still going. He's up to the 25. Cuts in. Now cuts to the other side, and he's going to try to make it in. And he's going to get it in. A 40-yard touchdown run by Luke McGuire makes it a 6-6 ball game with the point after try coming up. .7:17 left in the first period. The conversion coming up here. Dagan Reed will be the kicker on the 2-point again on the field goal, which is actually 2 points on the PAT if they kick, 1 point if they run. Will Wegger is the holder. Kick is up. Kick is good. And the Cunningham Wildcats will take the lead 7-6 with 7:17 left in the first period. We'll be back after this one-minute break. This is the ACC Road to a Championship presented by Nextech Wireless from AdAsta Radio and MSC Sports.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Are you looking for a family-friendly fitness center that offers basketball and volleyball courts? How about walking lanes and a large array of fitness equipment to accommodate any and all ages and fitness levels? We also have a turf room with batting cages for kids to hone their skills in the off-season. We offer several high-energy and low-impact classes that are included at no additional charge. Oh yeah, and we have an 8,000-square-foot heated swimming pool, too. So if all of this sounds intriguing to you, please visit us at the Netawaka Family Fitness Center today, where you can get free months with the purchase of select memberships through January 2022.
Football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Cunningham Wildcats send that one out the end zone. Dagan Reed gets another touchback. Wetmore will be first and 15 from their 15-yard line as we have 7:17 left in the first period. Cutting and Wildcats now back up 7-8-6 as being the point after try goes for two as they kick it. Checking the Bueller Dental Care scoreboard and see if we have any score updates on our games tonight, and we don't have any as of yet. We will keep you up to date on that as we come in. On first and 10, goes on the near side. Pass, I think, gets completed to Dennis Speck. Speck will slip and fall. Halderson and Reed make sure he does not go any further than that. Be a pickup of about 4, second down and 11 for the Cardinals. Ball at their own 19-yard line. Clock runs 6:53 left in the first period. Remember, in six-man football, we play 10-minute quarters. One of the other nuances of this game, if you're not familiar with six-man, Wildcats play, the Cardinals play everybody close in offensively. Snap will go back, fading over on the far side. Here's Womack. Womack will try to get the pass, and nothing going there. A pass was intended for Carls on the far side. As Luke McGuire was on the pressure there for the Cardinals, along with Trey DeWeeks. So it brings up third down and 11, as the Cardinals will see what they can do here. On a windy night, still a pretty stiff north wind that they are working into right now. So Wetmore comes up the line. They'll pretty much put everything on the near side of the field. Snap will go. Pitch off comes on the near side, and picking through it, driven down out of bounds. Handlicek will be knocked out. Halderson on the stop, and it will be short of the first down. Gets it across the 20, down to the 25. So it's going to bring up fourth and five, and let's see what Wetmore will do here. As the clock continues to run with 6:08 left now in the first period. Play brought in from the sidelines. Still discussing their options. Cardinals will break the huddle. I think they're going to go for it, but you never know. McGuire is playing back. Snap comes, looking to try to get a pass up. Pass almost intercepted by the Wildcats. Coming up almost with the ball there on the pick. Dagan Reed on the pass there by Womack. But Cunningham, it actually is a better deal for Cunningham's standpoint because that ball would have been close to the 30, but as it is, the Wildcats will take over first and 10 at the Wetmore 25-yard line. Stream tonight's game on your phone with the AdAst Radio app, powered by NextTech Wireless. Shop the latest phones and devices at the Rex prices. NextTech Wireless, we are Kansas. Wildcats again will spread out the line. Snap will go to DeWeese. DeWeese will put it up there immediately and almost intercepted. Pass was intended to go to Albers. Almost knocked away by Handlicek. So that will bring up a second down and 15. Stops the clock with 5:41 left in the first period. Cunningham with the 8-6 lead early. Winner's going to play Waverly or Tescott next Friday. This time, DeWeese takes the snap, gives it back. McGuire back over to DeWeese. DeWeese makes the cut on the far side, drives down the sidelines. He is going to be driven out of bounds. They'll say he goes out at the 22-yard line. About a 3-yard pickup on the play. That'll bring up third down and 12. Ball at the Cardinal 22-yard line. So they'll see what they can do here. Halderson splits out on the near side. Luke Albers on the far side. Snap will go to DeWeese. McGuire in motion. DeWeese fades on the far side. Gets away from one defender. Puts it up. Intercepted by the Cardinals. May Halderson. Let's see here. David Halderson did get it. Halderson did haul it in. I thought that it might have been intercepted from the angle I was looking at, but Halderson gets the pass in and gets the ball down inside the 10. It's going to be spotted at about the 4-yard line. First and goal for the Wildcats. Hmm. Snap goes. Here's the pass up. And pass incomplete on the far side. Intended for Holderson. That'll bring up second down. So that it looked almost like there was going to be an interception there, but it turned out not to be. We're inside 5 minutes left in the first period. 8-6, Cunningham with the lead and knocking on the door here tonight. Again, the Wildcats spreading things out. Holderson on the near side. Albers on the far side. McGuire in motion. Snap to DeWeese. DeWeese puts up the quick pass to Holderson in for the touchdown. So that'll make it a 14-6 lead with the point after cry coming up. As again, Dagan Reed will try to kick it. Once again, Will Wager will be his holder. On the PAT. Snap is high. Kick is up. Kick is no good. Went west wide to the left. 4:54 left in the first period. Cunningham 14, Wetmore 6. We'll be back in a minute from the Alex Angels broadcast booth. This is the ACC Road to a Championship presented by Next Tech Wireless on Ad Astra Radio and MSC Sports.
Wetmore Veterinary Service right off Highway 9 in Wetmore. Contact Dr. Trent Glick at 785-866-4141. Wetmore Veterinary Service, proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit GiantCom.net to learn more.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at MSCSports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
High school football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Back in Cunningham, Cunningham Wildcats 14, Wetmore Cardinals 6. Again, another touchback on the kick, which was going into which had a pretty good north wind behind it on a chilly night for high school football and six-man sectional action. Wetmore already back out, ready to go on offense. As Womack will look to try to pass it, he's being chased. He gets hit as he puts it up, and the pass is going to be incomplete. Pass on the far side was intended for Dirk Handlicek, and a pretty good hit put on there as that pass was going off from Womack. So that's going to bring up second down and 15 as both these teams are really going at it tonight. Everything's been hard fought so far this evening, as you'd expect at this point in the season. Second down and 15, ball at the Wetmore 15-yard line. Again, the target is a 30. Cardinals up to the line again. They play everybody in tight, whereas Cunningham likes to spread it out. Pitcher will go back on the far side. And taking off Handlicek, he's going to be driven out of bounds. It'll be manageable third down coming up for the Cardinals. 11-yard pickup on the play. This ball across the 25 up to the 26. So third and short coming up. As they'll say, actually they'll spot the ball at the 25. Now they'll put it at the 26. As the umpire had to move the football, he tried to give Wetmore another yard to have to go for. But ball's at the 26. 4:42 left in the first period, a 14-6 ball game. Cunningham on top, Wetmore on third and short. Snap goes back, pitch on the far side, and trying to dive around, and finally tackled. Handlicek gets brought down behind the line of scrimmage. I think Lane Holderson was one of the guys that was in on that for the Wildcats, so this will bring up fourth down. Loss of about two on the play. Ball's at the 23. Luke McGuire will drop back for the Wildcats, but let's see if they might try to fake it. And I think they may be thinking about going for it. Ball and whistle. I think the penalty flags drop right at the line of scrimmage. Illegal procedure on Wetmore, so that's the first penalty of the game. 5 yards. So that'll put the ball back to the 18-yard line where it'll be a fourth and 12 play now for the Wetmore Cardinals. No doubt they'll try to punt it here. Jacob Pearls will be doing the punting, but let's see. You never know. McGuire back at about his 35, now moving up a little bit. Here's the high snap. Punt kicks off, and McGuire's going to take it at the 30. He'll head the other way with it. Moves it to the 35. Dishes around the defender and won't get around the other one as he is really put down hard there. Kyler Womack was among those on the stop for the Cardinals, so Cunningham will have it first and 10 with good field position. Ball will spot at their own 37-yard line with 3:40 left here in the first period. Cunningham with the 14-6 lead early here. Second drive in a row that Wetmore has been stopped. As the Cardinals are set up defensively, Cunningham again will spread it out. Halderson on the near side with Albers on the far side. Snap will go to DeWeese. DeWeese puts up the quick throw and dropped. They'll rule it incomplete. Tried to get it to Dagan Reed, and Reed couldn't hang on to it. So that stops the clock with 3:38 left in the first period, a 14-6 ball game. Both these teams have come to play tonight. We're brought to you in part tonight by Powell Law. If you, a friend, or family member have been the victim of an accident, contact Powell Law and McPherson. At Powell Law, Tom takes the time to evaluate your options. On second down, this time the pass completed by McGuire to Albers, and Albers will have the first down in Wetmore territory, driven out at the 26-yard line. In there on the stop, Dennis Speck for the Cardinals. So Cunningham moves it south. 3.5 minutes left in the first period. Again, winner of this game will play either Waverly or Tescott. If Waverly and Cunningham win, the game is in Waverly. Waverly hosts regardless. If Tescott wins and Cunningham wins, the game will be next week. And then if Tescott and Wetmore win, we'll have to do some checking. Here's a snap. Dropping back. DeWeese puts up a pass on the far side. Trying to make the move in and spun down there is going to be Luke Albers. Once again on the stop, Dennis Speck for Wetmore. That'll get the ball down to about the 22-yard line. So second down coming up here. Snap to DeWeese on the near side. Caught by Dagan Reed. Oh, but he could not hang on to it. Second pass in a row that Reed has received that he couldn't quite get the grip on. He had a chance to get some pretty good yardage had he been able to hang on to it. Stops the clock again with 2:54 left in the first period. Again, Cunningham has only gone the full 40 once this season, and that was against Ashland. Wetmore has gone the full 40 against the Kansas team only once this year, and that was to Waverly. Will Waverly is going to set three receivers now on the far side. Waverly is the snapper. Snap goes to DeWeese. DeWeese looks to put it up, does so, and there's a pickoff for the Cardinals. So a pick inside the as Luis and Reg were on the stop. Let's try to see who that interception was. Yeah, Listen, Schulchans, I think, was the one that had the pick for the Cardinals. So Wetmore back to business, but they're deep in their own territory. First and 10. And that will be at the about 12-yard line with 2:43 left in the first period. On the snap. And off will go on the far side, and not much going there. And a whole bunch of Wildcats had to bring the stop down. As Handlicek was on the carry. Manages to get back to the line of scrimmage, though. Brings up second down and 15. Ball about the 12-yard line. 2:24 left in the first period. And a timeout is going to be taken by Wetmore. We'll take one as well here. 14-6, Cunningham leads it. Back after this from the Allen Samuels Broadcast Group. This is the HCC Road to a Championship presented by Nextech Wireless from Ad Astro Radio and MSC Sports.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
The Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore is proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics. It's Fried Chicken Day on Sundays, 785-866-2233. Try their homemade pies, whether it's strawberry rhubarb, peach, or banana cream. If you're looking for a hometown cafe with great food and great personalities, check out the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. Proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
High School Football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Wetmore Cardinals, second down and 15. Pitch will go over on the far side. Now trying to work up the middle with it. Nothing going there. As on the carry that time was going to be Dennis Speck. Lane Holderson was able to shut him down, but did get about 3 yards on the play. Up to about now the around the 14-yard line. So it brings up a third and long situation for the Wetmore Cardinals once again, a minute 50 left in the first period. A 14-6 ball game tonight here in Cunningham. Now the Cardinals are going to try to split things wide out. As Womack will take the snap. Man in motion is there. Pitch goes on the far side and now trying to put the thing up, and it's going to be almost intercepted. The pass was intended to come down to Jacob Carls, but was way over his head on the pass there from Dirk Handlicek. So that will bring up fourth down for Wetmore as they once again get stopped deep in their own territory. So Cunningham ready to set up here. Luke McGuire again will drop back to receive the kick. Carls will be doing the kick. Here's the high snap, and it's going to go into the end zone, and let's see if they're going to bring him down for the safety. So let's see who that was for Cunningham. They came up with it. Yeah, that's what the call we said. So, Carl's brought down in the end zone on a punt snap that was too high. So that'll make it a 16-6 ball game. So we have the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here for now, but the snap on fourth down was real high, and Carls did everything he could to try to recover the ball, but he ended up having to fall on it into the end zone as he had multiple Wildcats going after him. So with the safety, Wetmore will kick it back to the Wildcats. Luke McGuire is going to drop back deep for them. It's going to be a free kick. It'll be from the 15-yard line. It'll be just like if you're familiar with 11-man football on a safety, that would come from the 20. Line of scrimmage in 6-man as it is an 8-man is at the 15. Jacob Curls will do the kick as the Cardinals have to get one more player in there. Caden Claycamp makes it in. He sets up. We're ready to go, and let's see what May try to do here. So the kick is up. He's going to bounce down. McGuire takes it at the 25-30, 35-40, 35-30. He's going. He's going to try to cut inside. He'll be brought down at about the 20. So good run back there. About a 30-yard run back. So Cunningham will be in good position. First and 15 at the Wetmore 20-yard line. 1:11 left in the first period of a 16-6 ball game. On first down, snap goes to DeWeese. Hitch back to McGuire. McGuire puts up the pass in traffic. And it is going to be touchdown Cunningham. Lane Halverson gets the pass from Luke McGuire, and that makes it 22-6 with the point after try coming up with 1:03 left in the first period. The point after coming up. Once again, Dagan Reed will try the kick. Will Wegler will hold. Here is the snap. Here's the kick. And the kick is going to be good. So 1:03 left in the first period, 24-6 Cunningham. We'll take a break back after this from the Alan Samuels broadcast booth. This is the ACC Road to a Championship presented by Nexic Wireless on Ad Astra Radio and MSC Sports.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some munchies and funny, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Tires.
School football on AdAstroRadio.com.
This time the Wetmore Cardinals will get a chance to run it back. Ball taken by Kyler Womack, and Womack will get the ball out to about the 20-yard line, so that's where the Cardinals will start first and 10. 55 seconds left in the first period. 24-6, Cunningham on top, as Cunningham has scored 24 points in a row after the Wetmore Cardinals got the opening points of the ball game, 3 touchdowns and a safety. So let's see what the Cardinals will try to do here. Better field position than they have had most of this game coming up here. As I make a few personnel adjustments again, Wetmore plays everybody in fairly close. Womack, the only one in the backfield at the moment. Now this time the snap is going to go over here and they get the handoff and nothing going there. The ball goes to Dennis Speck and he gets driven out of bounds on the near side by Luke McGuire. As once McGuire got a hold of him, he was not letting go. Pickup of about 2 yards on the play up to the 22-yard line. They'll say he was down before being driven out of bounds. Clock continues to run. 27 seconds left in the first period here as Cunningham has the 24-6 lead. Cardinals come up to the line of scrimmage. This time the snap will go on. The pass will come over on the near side, and once again, driven out as the ball this time went to Dirk Handlicek, and Handlicek will be driven out. There for Cunningham, we had Jack Ruckel on the play, and also Trent Schnitker was down there as well. So that will they will stop the clock on that one. They will say he did go out of bounds. So 2 seconds left, one last play for Watmore here in the first period. Ball spot is at the 22-yard line. Third down and 13 coming up now for Wetmore on this play. They'll break the huddle. They'll send Jacob Curls out on the far side. Two receivers near side. Snap goes back. Pitch given. Being chased. Pass goes up and almost intercepted. Handlicek tried to get the pass up. And that will end the first period as Halderson almost had the pick. One quarter done here in Cunningham. Six-man sectional action. Cunningham 24, Wetmore 6. We are back in 1 minute. This is the HCC Road to a Championship presented by Nextech Wireless.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Are you looking for a family-friendly fitness center that offers basketball and volleyball courts? How about walking lanes and a large array of fitness equipment to accommodate any and all ages and fitness levels? We also have a turf room with batting cages for kids to hone their skills in the off-season. We offer several high-energy and low-impact classes that are included at no additional charge. Oh yeah, and we have an 8,000-square-foot heated swimming pool, too. So if all of this sounds intriguing to you, please visit us at the Netawaka Family Fitness Center today, where you can get free months with the purchase of select memberships through January 2022.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play.
Tonight from Cunningham, Cunningham Wildcats 24, Wetmore Cardinals 6. Six-man sectional football action tonight. Winner plays Waverly or Tescott next Friday. Don't have a score from that game as of yet. If we get one, of course, we'll pass that on for you tonight here on the Buehler Dental Care scoreboard. As we come back to action, the Wetmore Cardinals will have a fourth down at about 14. Ball is at their 21-yard line. Curls back to punt again. Luke McGuire back to receive. High punt, and McGuire is going to let that one bounce away, and it will roll dead at the Wildcat 20-yard line. So that's where they will take over on downs. Clean game so far, only one penalty call tonight as the defense sets up and the offense sets up now. As Cunningham will take over on downs after the punt. Just underway here with the second quarter. Don't have any scores yet on the scoreboard. If we get anything, and I know we had a report earlier that Ashland was leading Northern Valley early in their game, on the west side of the six-man bracket. Man in motion. Pass goes immediately on the far side. Here with it is Halderson. Halderson is off to the races. Only one guy to stop him. He is going to end up stumbling out of bounds. Lane Halderson pops it up into Cardinal territory up to the 26-yard line. So good start there. 34-yard run. And that puts the Cunningham Wildcats in a good position again with 9:41 left here in the first period. This team rang up 65 points and a half last week. So they can score, and they can score quick. First and 10. Snap goes back. Pass goes up by DeWeese, and that's going to overshoot his intended receiver there, and that was going to be Luke Albers. Just a little bit too high, so that will bring up second and 15, stops the clock. Again, the ball is at the 27-yard line of the Cardinals. Dirk Hanslick had the opening score for Wetmore in this game. Since then, it's been all Cunningham. Again, they spread everybody out. Snap goes back. Short pass, again, over the outstretched hands of the receiver. And again, it was Luke Albers. So that one didn't work. As Kyler Murrow, I think, had the pressure on there for Wetmore. So Cunningham will face third and 15 again. Play brought in from the sidelines. Trey DeWeese tells his other five teammates about it. They will break the huddle. Halverson splits out on the far side. Albers will have it on the near side once again. DeWeese will take the high snap. Back over to McGuire. McGuire is going to take it off himself. Gets away from one tackler and gets away from another one. Still going, still going, still grinding. Inside the five, still going. He'll be brought down at about the three. Let's see here. They'll bring him down at about the four-yard line. So passing wouldn't work, so Luke McGuire does what he can also do, take off with it. Danced around and got it down deep. So first and goal now for Cunningham. 9:25 left here in the first period of a 24-6 ball game. We'll have an update. We're going to check here the next opportunity. And don't have anybody, any score updates as of yet. Here's a snap on first down for Cunningham. Pass on the near side. Dropped again by Luke Albers. Albers having some trouble hanging around with the football. I don't think we have anything ready to pass on to you yet. We'll check back here and we'll... Second down coming up here. Albers were again split out on the near side for Cunningham. DeWeese in motion. McGuire will put the ball up. This time, Albers will hang on to it. And this time, they'll make the connection, and that's 6 points to make it a 30-6 ball game. Point after coming up, 8:53 left in the second period. Cunningham expanding on their lead. So Dagan Reed will try to kick the point after again. Kick is down. Kick is up. Kick is no good. It may have been blocked. So with 8:53 left in the first period, 30-6, Cunningham on top. Back after this from the Allen Samples broadcast roof. This is the ACC Road to a Championship presented by NextTech Wireless from Ad Astros Radio and MSC Sports.
Wetmore Veterinary Service right off Highway 9 in Wetmore. Contact Dr. Trent Glick at 785-866-4141. Wetmore Veterinary Service, proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
And other co-op news, go to KansaCoop.com. Kansas Co-op, working together for the love of the land.
High school football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Back at Cunningham City Park, the Cunningham Wildcats leading the Wetmore Cardinals 30-6. as Cunningham continues to build on their lead. Wetmore had the first points of the ball game. Since then, it's been all Wildcats. As Dagan Reed gets ready to kick it off again, he does so into the wind. The kick will be taken for Wetmore. Coming up on the near side, trying to make a reverse and thinking better of it, is going to be Dirk Handlicek, and Handlicek will be driven out of bounds with Trent Schnitker on the stop, and Dylan Halderson also down there. That will bring it first and 10 for Wetmore with pretty good field position compared to what they've had most of the night. Ball will spot at their own 35-yard line with 8:49 left here in the first period. Nothing new yet from the Bueller Dental Care scoreboard. If we get scores from any of our games around Central or Northeast Kansas, we will be sure to pass those on to you. On first down, fading over to try to put a pass up is going to be Handlicek. Handlicek gets completion and gets a first down.
Nice pass from Handlicek
to Carls. Carls brings it in. Dagan Reed was down there helping to grab the ankles and got him slowed down enough for other Wildcats to put the end to it. First down for Wetmore. This is their best play they've had since the opening drive of the game. First and 10, ball in Wildcat territory. This is the first play they have had from the Cunningham end. Ball is at the 27-yard line, 8.5 minutes left in the first half. Cardinals come up to the line of scrimmage. Handlicek will take the snap. He's going to be chased. Being pursued, puts one up, flips it over on the far side, and it falls incomplete as he had pursuit put on him from Jack Ruckel and Trent Schnitker. So that will stop the clock, brings up second down and 15 with 8:17 left in the first period. Here tonight on a Football Friday night, and we're going to check in on the scoreboard real quick and see if we have anything new here. As we are still looking, they have not heard from any of the other games that are going. Of course, we started an hour earlier than a lot of the games, although the Ashland game we know got started a lot earlier than that. They started at 5 o'clock this evening out in southwest Kansas. On 2nd and 15, Handlicek will drop back. He's being pressed. He will put a pass up. It is complete on the far side. And they went to Schultz on the catch, brought down on the far side. Got the ball across the 25 down to the 24-yard line. So a third and 11 coming up now for Wetmore. 7:42 left here in the first half. Again, they'll play everybody in this time. Hitch goes back on the far side. Here goes Handlicek. He's going to be driven out of bounds. Well short of the first down. In there on the stop, we see Trey DeWeese for the Wildcats. And that will bring up another fourth down situation. And for Wetmore at this time, I would imagine they go for it. Because they have proven that they can spring a big play if they need to. Immediate target right now for them is about the 12-yard line. If they can get more than that, great. But the first object is to get it down to the 12. Here come the Cardinals. Snap comes back. Handlicek will drop back. He's looking to put it up. He does so. It is going to be incomplete. Pass down there on the far end. Was intended for Carls. Couldn't quite hang on to it. He'd had the first down if he could have grabbed it. So it's going to be Cunningham Wildcat football with 6:34 left here in the first half. Is that a final? Okay, got a score here from the Bueller Dental Care scoreboard on our other game. Ashland out west is leading Northern Valley 42-14. That is at the end of the third quarter. Scoreboard update brought to you by Bueller Dental Care, your friendly hometown dentist, online at BuellerDentalCare.com, providing healthy smiles with a gentle touch. Here, it's 30-6. Cunningham with the ball back, first and 15. Dropping back and putting it up is going to be DeWeese. Pass was intended to Halderson. It was beyond where he could get it. So that'll stop the clock at 6:28 left in the half, and that will bring up second and 15 for Cunningham. As it's been an interesting night so far tonight, not a super high-scoring game yet, but we still got plenty of time in the first half, and these offenses have proven that they can put up a lot of points and a lot of quick. As we're going to check and see if we have any further score updates to pass on to you, but that's just one score we have in from an early game tonight. Pitch goes back. McGuire is going to try to pass it. He's going to run with it instead. Goes up the middle. Gets around one tackler. Gets a couple of blocks. Has a first down. Still going. He is going to be heading in for the touchdown for Cunningham. Luke McGuire will get it from 57 yards out. 4-6. And it's now 36-6 with 6:12 left in the third quarter. With a point after try coming up. Dagan Reed again will try to point after. Here's the snap. Here's the kick, and this kick is going to be no good. He goes wide left. 6:12 left here in the first half. Cunningham 36, Wetmore 6. The Wildcat kick comes your way in a minute from the Alan Samuels broadcast booth. This is the HCC Road to a Championship presented by NextStick Wireless from At Astros Radio and MSC Sports.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Football on AtAstroRadio.com.
Another kick by Dagan Reed goes out the back of the end zone. Wetmore will take over first and 10 on their own 15-yard line with 6:12 left in the first half, now trailing 36-6. Another update from the Bueller Dental Care scoreboard game out of our area, but of interest for 8-man Division 1 tonight. Right now, Hill City is leading Meade 22-14. That's early second quarter. That a rematch of last year's sub-state final, which Meade won in route to the state championship. So now the Wetmore Cardinals have their work cut out for them, down 30, as they come up to the line of scrimmage. They're going to split Dennis Speck out on the near side. He's going to go in motion. Pitch goes back on the far side, being pressured, and a nasty hit there. As Handlicek put it up, Jack Ruckel nailed him as he was putting it up. Just like a great block on the field, the pros at H&R Block provide the help you need and the biggest possible refund. Find the tax prep option for you, H&R Block, in Hutchinson, Lyons, and Ellsworth. Stops the clock with 6:05 left here in the first half. 36-6 Cunningham leads, Wetmore facing second down and 15 from their 15-yard line. Beck will set up in the backfield this time, dropping back. Havlicek puts one up. Pass complete to Speck. Speck gets a nice gainer out of it. Going to be short of the first down, but picked up some pretty good yardage there across the 25 up to about the almost the 28. Spot the ball at the 27. McGuire and others on the stop for Cunningham. So that's going to bring up a third down and about three. So easily manageable distance here for the Wetmore Cardinals. Trailing by 30, 36-6. Wetmore scored the first points on the ball game as Hamlicek had a 59-yard run on the second play of the ball game. Since then, it has been all Wildcats. Coming up to the line of scrimmage, everybody plays in tight again, three in the backfield. Snap will go. Pitch goes off. Hamlicek gets in. He's got the first down and more as he's going to be driven out of bounds near midfield. Lane Holderson gives him the final shove out. But they'll get the ball. They'll say he went out right just about at the 40-yard line, and that's where it will be. So 13-yard pickup there. The nose of the football right at midfield, the 40-yard line with 5:02 left here in the first half, a 36-6 ball game. As the Cardinals will set up what they want to do here. They'll break up. Snap will go back, looking to pass it this time. Hamlicek puts it up. And nothing going there. The pass complete, but and Siljans will get the pass, but he is met immediately by the Wildcats. So basically a loss of about a foot. Wetmore is going to call a timeout with 4:44 left in the first half. Second down and a long 15 when we come back. 36-6, Cunningham leads it. From the six-man sectional playoffs here, the sectional round tonight on the ACC Road to a Championship presented by Nextech Wireless from AdAstro Radio and MSC Sports.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and PowerStroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pig. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Call football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Hand off for Wetmore goes to Dennis Speck, and he gets swallowed up at the line of scrimmage, able to get about a yard, and that's it before about three different Wildcats were there to stop him. 4:26 left in the first half, 36-6. Cunningham leading Wetmore here tonight in six-man sectional action. No score into us yet on the game between Tescott and Waverly, who the winner of this game will play next Friday. Of course, so we do have to note that a lot of the games are just now getting underway and have not gotten underway yet. It's 7 o'clock when they're kicking off. We're just about at 7 o'clock right now. As the long pass comes up, it's going to be complete. Hurls brings it in, and they get the first down inside the 25, and will put the ball down at about the 23-yard line. So Wetmore gets a big play, and that's going to spot at the 24, so not quite as good as they would have hoped, but great play there for the Cardinals. They needed it. With 3:55 left here in the first half, 36-6, Cunningham leads it. Ball comes up to the line of scrimmage now. Again, three tied on the line, three in the backfield. Pitch goes back on the near side. tried getting chased and getting chased and getting swallowed up is going to be Handlicek. And there goes a flag. Let's see what the flag is going to be about here. May have been a horse collar, so this might be good for Wetmore. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Wetmore. So there's going to be a penalty on that one, and that's going to put the ball all the way back at the Wetmore 35-yard line. So that's going to put up about second down in Oklahoma for Wetmore from just a few blocks north of Highway 54 here. They need to get it down to the Cunningham 9. So second down and a bunch. Second down and 36 basically after the unsportsmanlike call. Snap goes back. Handlicek looks to pass it. He puts it up. Pass is almost going to be intercepted, and there goes the Cardinals getting the ball, taking it in for six, Jacob Carls. But we have an injured player down on the field or getting up real slowly as Handlicek took a big hit when he put that ball up, but he gets it down to Carls. Carls takes off on the far side and makes it a 36-12 ball game. The point after coming up with 3:21 left here in the first half. Kicking for the Cardinals will be Dennis Speck. Snap down, kick is up. Kick blocked by the Wildcats as Luke McGuire gets in to block it, and it will leave it a 36-12 ball game, 3:21 left in the first half. We'll be back with the Wetmore kickoff after this one-minute break from the Ad Astra Sports Network and MSC Sports. This is the HCC Road to a Championship presented by Nextech Wireless.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
This time the kick by the Cunningham Wildcat by the Wetmore Cardinals is going to go out of bounds, so Cunningham will have the option to re-kick or take better field position. That is being discussed right now as to see what they'll do. 36-12, Cunningham on top. Wetmore gets their second score of the ballgame as Handlicek uncorks a 55-yard pass to Jacob Carls. On a play, they really needed something on after an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty set up a second down and 36. Cunningham will take the ball first and 10 at their own 25. 3:21 left here in the first half. Again, the Cardinals will send out two receivers, one on either side, plus one slot. McGuire sending it behind DeWeese. And the officials say, let's play. Snap goes. DeWeese short pass over on the far side. Once again, it's dropped this time. Lane Halderson, you have to know the cold temperatures tonight impacting the ability to grip that football as the winds are starting to die down a little bit here in Cunningham, but it's plenty cold. We're supposed to get down into the upper teens tonight here in this part of south central Kansas. after we, some parts we made barely, we might have seen 40 degrees this far south, but I don't know. On second down and 10 for Cunningham, snap to McGuire, pitch back to DeWeese. DeWeese will have some room. He'll put it up in the air. Instead, this pass is going to go, and it's going to be incomplete. Curls nearly got the pick again on the pass down to Will Wagerer, but that'll bring up third down and 15, stops the clock with 3:06 left in the first period. Of note, Cunningham is yet to punt tonight, if I'm not mistaken. So on third down, Trey DeWeese comes over the near sideline, talks to the coaches for just a moment. Now he'll head back to the sideline, from the sideline. Tells the other five what they're going to do here, or attempt to do, on third down and 15. Ball is at their own 25-yard line. Again, they'll set up receivers. Alvarez this time on the near side. Drop back. Pitch goes. McGuire. McGuire gets away from one defender. He's got some room. He's going to take off. Comes down the near side. He's got the first down inside the 30 and driven out of bounds just about the 25-yard line. They'll say he went out right at the 25-yard line. Driving it out there is going to be Jacob Curls for Wetmore, and he has been the guy that has been doing everything for them tonight. So first and 10 for the Wildcats with 2:55 left in the first half. It looks like Cunningham, for the second time this year, will have to go into the second half of a football game. And that'll be about the same deal for Wetmore here. On first and 15, the ball at the Wetmore 25. Snap for Cunningham. This time it goes to DeWeese. Far side, they'll go over. Ball taken down, but slammed down behind the line of scrimmage. Reig had the catch, but it was brought down by Dennis Speck, and that's going to be a loss of 5 back to the 30. So the Cardinal defense coming up big there on second down, 2:34 left in the first half. Second down and 20 now. The target is a 10. Ball right now at the Wetmore 30. Cunningham coming up to the line of scrimmage. Halderson will split out on the far side. Albers will set up on the near side. Snap to DeWeese. DeWeese looks back. It's a block. He'll put it in the air. Pass complete to Albers. Albers, who he brought down across the 25, down to about the 23-yard line. Pickup of 7 on the play. That'll make it third down. Third down and about 12 yards to go. Cunningham hurries up at the line. Snap goes high. Now back McGuire. He's going to put it up. Pass complete. And it's going to go in, and it will be a first down for sure, and almost driven out before he got a touchdown there is Luke Albers. So Cunningham knocking on the door again with 1:42 left in the first half. It is first down and goal. The ball will spot at about the 2-yard line of the Cardinals. Wildcats threatening to put it in again right before halftime. This time, the ball is going to be thrown. It's going to be incomplete. Pressure was put on there on McGuire to get it off. As putting the heat on there is going to be Skyler Murrow, senior offensive end and defensive lineman for the Cardinals. So that brings up second down. The incompletion stops Mickey Mouse at 1:39 left here in the first half. The Wildcats discuss what they're going to do here, as they try to add to what right now is a 24-point lead. Two receivers far side, one near. Dropping back. Pitch goes. McGuire has it. McGuire's going to try to run it in instead. Grinding down, and he's going to be brought down with 1:32 left, just short of the goal line. You know, they're going to say it is good. I couldn't tell. Didn't see the officials put the hands up, but they did. And Cunningham now leads at 42-12. The extra point coming up here. Dagan Reed will do that again. Here's the snap. Kick is up, and this time it is going to be good. Reed's kick makes it Cunningham 44, Wetmore 12, a minute and a half left in the first half. We'll be back with the kick right after this. You're listening to the HCC Road to a Championship presented by Next Stick Wireless from Ad Astra Radio and MSC Sports.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Cool football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Cunningham Wildcat kick is going to go, have to be brought out of the end zone, but they'll say it is a touchback. Wetmore will take over with 90 seconds left in the first half, trailing 44-12 as the Cunningham Wildcats have really been putting it on here so far this evening. For our Central Kansas listeners, we do have another score update from the Buehler Dental Care scoreboard. Early in the first period, Inman leading Smith Center in a big battle in 1A, score there 8-0. Smith Center, a team that you don't have to talk about. Inman, a team that made it to the championship game last year before falling to Olpe. An Olpe Eagle team that is in action tonight. They are playing Centralia tonight. That game for our folks in Northeast Kansas on KNZA 103.9 this evening on the MSC Sportsnet group. So here we go on first and 15 from the 15. Let's see what Centralia Wetmore can do here. Y'all will pitch back, trying to go up with it. This time it's going to be Dennis Speck. Halderson was on the stop as he'll pick up about 3 on the play. Makes it second down and 12, a minute 13 and counting left before halftime. Speck's going to set up, he's going to go over and get a play. Now he runs back in. Play is delivered to the other 5. Wetmore has one timeout left here in the first half, but they have to use it. As the clock continues to run down, 49 seconds, huddle breaks. Speck will set up in the backfield. Snack to Womack, and we're going to have a whistle. Hold on. Wait a minute. False start. Wetmore. Move the ball. Back 5. Third penalty tonight on the Cardinals. They had another false start earlier, plus an unsportsmanlike conduct, and it was on the play after that unsportsmanlike conduct that the Cardinals got their second touchdown of the night. Cunningham coach is having a word with the officials right now. With 39 seconds left in the first half, as Cunningham wants to make sure what's going on here. Now everything is taken care of. 39 seconds left. Think it may have been how long it took to get that playoff. Snap goes, dropping back. Havlicek will try to put one up. Gets a short one off. The shovel pass is going to be brought down to Dennis Speck, but Speck's going to get smothered by about 4 different Cunningham Wildcats, but not before he does pick up what he lost on the penalty. So that's going to bring up it's going to gain an extra yard on top of that. So that will put the ball back to the 18-yard line. Third down and 12 for Wetmore. They're just going to let the first half clock run down. We have made it to halftime here in Cunningham. Cunningham Wildcats 44, the Wetmore Cardinals 12. We'll be back with more coming up for you. The VTI Halftime Report is next. You're listening to the ACC Road to a Championship presented by Nextech Wireless on AdAst Radio and MSC Sports.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. She can answer questions like, am I purchasing a supplement plan or a replacement plan? Are there restrictions on where I can receive health care? What will my out-of-pocket expenses be? Are rehab and short-term recovery services included in case I become ill or need surgery? What about home health? This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650 between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday, or go to amberwellhealth.org/medicare-help to complete a meeting request form.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit GiantCom.net to learn more.
Wetmore Veterinary Service, right off Highway 9 in Wetmore. Contact Dr. Trent Glick at 785-866-4141. Wetmore Veterinary Service, proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
Well, it's a busy weekend on Ad Astra Radio on 95.9 KWHK. The Sterling Warriors football team coming off a nice win over the Ottawa Braves last Saturday, 28-13, as the Warriors would take a 10-7 lead into halftime, and in the fourth quarter they would put away Ottawa as Rockland Baptista found Kenneth Arroyos on a 14-yard touchdown pass, and then the Warriors would get a defensive touchdown on a fumble return by Hunter Pullen of 60 yards to put the game away. Now on Saturday, it's senior day for the Warriors as they take on the McPherson Bulldogs from Smizer Stadium. Pregame starts at 12:30. And it's senior day in Lindsberg as the Bethany Swedes face that same Ottawa Braves team at 1 o'clock on Saturday. We'll have pregame starting for Bethany Swedes football on 96.7 KMPK at 12:45. The Kansas Jayhawks are bowl eligible for the first time since 2008, coming off a great victory 37-16 over the 18th-ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now the Jayhawks head to Jones AT&T Stadium in Lubbock to face the Texas Tech Red Raiders, who are 4-5 on the year. The Jayhawks will lean on their reigning Doak Walker National Running Back of the Week, also Big 12 Offensive Player of the Week, Devin Neal. Neal rushed for a career-high 224 yards on 32 carries, adding a touchdown and 110 yards receiving on 6 catches, becoming the first Jayhawk in school history with at least 200-plus rushing yards and 100 receiving yards in a single game. And Neal's 334 combined yards were the most by a Jayhawk since 1991, when Tony Sands combined for 398 yards against Missouri. And you can hear the Jayhawks play against Texas Tech with pregame starting on 94.7 KSKU at 4:30. Kickoff is 6 o'clock. Let's take a timeout. We'll look at the rest of the Big 12 schedule after this.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications. The Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore is proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics. It's Fried Chicken Day on Sundays, 785-866-2233. Try their homemade pies, whether it's strawberry rhubarb, peach, or banana cream. If you're looking for a hometown cafe with great food and great personalities, check out the Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. Proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
Eggs are cheaper in the country. Tires are too. If you want to save some money, save some on trees and bunnies. Here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Well, following a tough 34-27 loss last weekend to the 24th-ranked Texas Longhorns, Kansas State Wildcats are back in action, this time on the road in Waco, Texas, against the Baylor Bears, as both teams sit at 6-3 overall and 4-2 in Big 12 play. Saturday's game will kick off at 6 o'clock, as last weekend, Adrian Martinez returned for the Wildcats as he threw for 326 yards and 2 touchdowns, but the Texas Longhorns got out to a quick 31-10 lead at halftime, and the Wildcats' comeback came up just short in the second half. And you can actually hear this matchup on Ad Astra Radio on College Football Saturday on 98.9 KMCP. The rest of the Big 12 schedule looks like this. At 2:30, Iowa State goes to Stillwater to face the Oklahoma State Cowboys, who have dropped back-to-back games to both K-State and KU. At 11 o'clock, the 5-4 Oklahoma Sooners play at 3-6 West Virginia. And maybe the biggest matchup of the weekend, the TCU Horned Frogs, ranked 4th in the nation, also sitting at 4th in the college football playoffs, play at DKR Texas Memorial Stadium against the 18th-ranked Texas Longhorns. That game kicks off at 6:30. Also on Saturday on Kansas Rocks 100.3, the Wichita State Shockers are back in action as they'll host Alcorn State at the Roundhouse at Charles Koch Arena. Shockers started off their season with a victory over Central Arkansas as Craig Porter Jr. scored 16 of his career-high 22 points in the first half, and the Shockers would take the victory 79-55. You can hear this matchup starting with pregame at 2 o'clock, tip-off at 3. And finally, on Sunday, after the thrilling 20-17 victory in overtime, as Kansas City Chiefs would come back on the Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs are right back at home at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium to face the Jacksonville Jaguars. For a noon kickoff, we'll have pregame starting on 96.7 at 11 o'clock. Also at noon, the Denver Broncos are in Tennessee to face the Titans. And at 3:30, the Dallas Cowboys play in Lambeau Field against the Green Bay Packers. I'm Scott Miller with a look at your halftime sports. Let's get you back out to your high school playoff games.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Are you looking for a family-friendly fitness center that offers basketball and volleyball courts? How about walking lanes and a large array of fitness equipment to accommodate any and all ages and fitness levels? We also have a turf room with batting cages for kids to hone their skills in the off-season. We offer several high-energy and low-impact classes that are included at no additional charge. Oh yeah, and we have an 8,000-square-foot heated swimming pool, too. So if all of this sounds intriguing to you, please visit us at the Netawaka Family Fitness Center today, where you can get free months with the purchase of select memberships through January 2022.
Wetmore Veterinary Service, right off Highway 9 in Wetmore. Contact Dr. Trent Glick at 785-866-4141. Wetmore Veterinary Service, proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 20 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 35. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Clear skies, tomorrow night, lows level off around 16. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At AstroRadio.com.
Lucky Kid back with you here at Cunningham, Hot Kansas, here at City Park. The Cunningham Wildcats 44, the Wetmore Cardinals 12 here at halftime. Wetmore got on the board first on the second play of the game. Derek Hanslick had a 59-yard run. The kick attempt failed. It was 6-0 at that point. Again, a two-play drive. Then the Cunningham Wildcats started to turn things on. Starting out at the 7-17 mark, Luke McGuire uncorks a 40-yard run. Dagan Reed kicks the point after that, made it 8-6. Then at the 4:54 mark in the first period, Trey DeWeese completes a 4-yard pass to Lane Halderson. Kick went wide 14-6. And then a safety picked up by Cunningham as Jacob Carls of Wetmore was tackled in the end zone on a high snap on a punt attempt. At that point, it was 16-6. Then, with 1:23 left in the first period, Luke McGuire completes a 20-yard pass to Lane Halderson. The kick by Reed made it 24-6. 8:53 in the second period, Trey DeWeese completes a 4-yard pass to Luke Albers. That made it 30-6. Then McGuire uncorks a 56-yard run at the 6:12 mark in the quarter. Kick was no good, 36-6. Then Wetmore comes back again as Handlicek passes 55 yards to Jacob Carls. Kick on the point after was blocked. That left it 36-12. And then with a minute and a half left in the half, Luke McGuire undoes a two-yard run. That made it 44-12 after the two-point conversion by Reed. And that's where we are at halftime here this evening here in Cunningham. So that's what we have. Now, as far as scores of other games around the area, have not heard of anything from scores of games up in northeast Kansas. We are getting some scores into us on some of the games here in central Kansas. So let's grab a quick look at the Buehler Dental Care scoreboard as we update that. And one game we have from our network tonight on the Adastra Sports Network, early second quarter, Kingman up on Beloit 7-6. Inman leading Smith Center 15-6. That in 1A. Kingman Beloit a game tonight in 2A. Other scores that we have in for you. Right now, Clay Center is leading Cheney 7-0. Hutchinson up on May 7-0. And again, Ashland, the last score we had from them after three, they were leading Northern Valley 42-14. That is one of the semifinal games on the other side on the west bracket of six-man tonight. No score into us at this point on the other six-man game that we're interested in tonight, and that is Waverly taking on Tesca tonight. Winner of that game plays the winner of this game next Friday. And again, as we mentioned earlier, if Cunningham does win it and Waverly wins it, the game will be at Waverly. Cunningham wins and Tesca wins, the game will be played here in Cunningham. If Wetmore wins and Waverly wins, the game will be in Waverly. If Tescott and Wetmore win, we're going to have to wait and see where that game is going to be. So that is kind of where we're sitting at right now here. I was going to check this Buehler Dental Care scoreboard and see if we have anything new to pass on to here. Andale leading Rock Creek 14-0. That's early. That's late in the first quarter. So those are the scores we have from the Buehler Dental Care scoreboard. Buehler Dental Care is your friendly hometown dentist, online at BuehlerDentalCare.com, providing healthy smiles with a gentle touch. As we are at halftime here, the teams are back out on the field. Wetmore is out the one end of the corner of the field while Cunningham is getting warmed up here on the other half of the field. We're going to take a one-minute break here and we'll be back after this as we're about ready for second half action. 44-12, Cunningham up on Wetmore. You've been listening to the BTI Halftime Report. from the At Astro Sports Network. This is the ACC Road to a Championship presented by Nextech Wireless on At Astro Radio and MSC Sports.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Deciding between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
On AtAstroRadio.com.
In the other game that is of interest to folks here in Kingman County, we just got an update on the score from the Bueller Dental Care scoreboard. Kingman now up on Beloit 13-6. That game early in the second quarter from the Bueller Dental Care scoreboard. Kingman just about 16-17 miles to our east on Highway 54 and 400. Two of the three high schools in Kingman County are still playing. Of course, up in Nemaha County is a lot more than that. Of course, with Nemaha Central having a great season once again, as they always do in terms of their games. Of course, also, you got Centralia still involved in it. You've got Sabetha still going. And, of course, Axville, a lot of people keeping an eye on how they are doing this year. Colton is still active tonight. They're playing Girard tonight. That, by the way, on MSC Sports is on their Holton channel. Sabetha taking on Kenny Valley. That's on the Sabetha channel. Nemaha Central, they are on the road tonight down at Humboldt. That game is on KMZA 92.1. The Opie Centralia game tonight on KMZA 103.9. And then on our network here in Central Kansas tonight, Little River at Chase County, that's on 94.7 KSKU. Smith Center at Inman on 95.9 HKFM. Inman leading that game. Last the score we had, 15-6. Lebo at Canton Galba, that's on Mix 96.7. Circle at McPherson on 98.9 KMCP. Kingman at Beloit on 100.3 KMZS. Kingman leading there 15-8. And Cheney at Clay Center on Kicks 106.1. Clay Center with the early lead there. Score, I believe, is 7-0 there. Clay Center is the team that shut down Wichita Collegiate last Friday, 35-0. And that was a game that really kind of, I'll just say it, it opened a lot of eyebrows around the city of Kansas for sure. But Clay Center has played a pretty tough schedule, playing a lot of very tough teams, mostly. Of course, they play have Wamego on their schedule for starters, and that does you a lot. Wamego is playing Andover Central tonight, and the winner of that game will play McPherson Circle next Friday. So there are some interest in the region, our region here in South Central Kansas on that game. Of course, we'll see how everything else. One other game going on tonight that folks are in some parts of the area keeping an eye on here is a Kansas City Piper game against Bishop Miege. Of course, Piper ended Atchison's season last Friday night. And we'll see if what Piper can do tonight against Bishop Miege. And, of course, that's a team that isn't well thought of in some of this part of the country, although there are some schools around here that can actually say they've had success against Miege over the years. Andale's done it, Bueller's done it, McPherson's done it, or girls basketball's done it three times. So it can happen. You never know what can happen on any given night, as we're just about ready to get the second half underway here tonight here in Cunningham, as I'm trying to catch my breath and keep you up to date on scores. We just got a score in on one of our eight-man Division I games, Little River leading Chase County 2014. That is at the end of one, that from the Bueller Dental Care scoreboard. Letdown Samuels help you find the make, model, and budget that best fits your needs. The large inventory can be seen at AllenSamuelsHutch.com. Allen Samuels, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, come by, let's be friends. Wedmore Cardinals will kick it off. Cunningham will have Luke McGuire back deep. He'll be standing back near his goal line, respecting that north breeze that is still going on out here tonight. Here's the kick. And that is going to bounce into the end zone, bounce out behind the end zone into what is the outfield of the baseball softball field. One little note about the field here in Cunningham. Part of the south end zone is actually part of the infield, the baseball diamond here and softball diamond here at Cunningham City Park. We're on the west edge of Cunningham, just so I'd say a block or two north of Highway 54 is where we sit here. Roughly halfway between Kingman and Pratt, if you're not familiar with where Cunningham is. So first down for the Wildcats here. Snap, handoff goes up, and breaking it up, here's McGuire. He is got. He's going to be finally clobbered down by about three different Cardinals.
Good for 10.
10-yard pickup on the play. Skyler Murrow was one of the players that was on that stop for Wetmore. Just underway of the second half, 9:38 left in it. Ball up to the 27-yard line, second down and three coming up for the Cunningham Wildcats. They lead it 44-12. Snap goes to DeWeese. This time the handoff is going to go, and there's going to be some yardage there as it's brought up, popped across by Jack Ruckel. Ruckel has a first down up to midfield. Pickup of about 13 yards on that run. So right at the 40, first and 10 Cunningham Wildcats early in the third period. Here in the six-man sectional game. Wetmore, a very solid team, as we said before. Their only losses by six to Waverly and also a loss to a pretty good Pawnee City Nebraska ball club. Cunningham's only close game this season is a six-point win early to Ashland. There's a ball that's going to be bobbled, and Dre DeWeese is going to have to fall on it, and that's going to end up being a loss on that play of about seven. Puts the ball back to the 33-yard line with 8:35 left here in the third period. So about second down and east of Great Bend to go, we'll say on that one. Snap, little fakery, but Nuke McGuire gets the ball. However, he is not going to be able to fake out there. Ryan Schuler, I believe that was. So the ball ends up back at the 30-yard line. So now it's even further for the Wildcats to go. This is the worst field position they've had all night on a down situation. Here's DeWeese. DeWeese is going to look to put it up in the air. He does so. Pass is going to be intercepted by the Cardinals. Picking the ball up, Dirk Hanslick. Hanslick, well, there's a fumble, and let's see it. Whoa! So guess what happened? And a penalty flag comes in, I think. Nope. So now they got to sort things out. There was an interception. I'm going to say the interception was done by Weston Schultz. And then Schultz fumbles. McGuire ends up with a football. And he runs it back. And he gets fumbled. McGuire has it, so let's see what they're going to do. So a turnover, and how's this all going to work? So basically, because of the turnover to the turnover, net result of that, Cunningham gets the first down. Confused? Well, let's play and keep going. Snap on first and 15. Goes to DeWeese. DeWeese pitches it back. McGuire. McGuire looks to put it up in the air. He does so. Pass incomplete. Intended on the far side. Over to Rain Halderson. That stops the clock with 7:22 left here in the third, and that'll give everybody a chance to catch their breath, me included. But you talk about this has been a wild ball game. Turnover, then a turnover on the same play. It happens. Here we go, second down and 15. The ball right now is at the 36-yard line of the Cunningham Wildcats. They lead it 44-12 here. As again, DeWeese ready to set up the snap. He takes it. Pitch over on the far side. Albers couldn't hang on to it again. Although some really good credit has to be given on that play there to Handlicek, who had got his hand in the way. Might have even had tipped it, too. But at any rate, it brings up third down and long for the Wildcats. On a drive that is kept alive by a turnover after a turnover. Alderson's going to split out on the far side. Albers will sit up on the near side. Snap goes, and guess what? Flag drops. A Cardinal took off a little too quickly. And that was going to be Skylar Murrow that was a little bit too over-anxious, so moved the pumpkin 5 yards north. Inside to Cardinal territory at the 39, 7:18 left here in the third period. Sewell, a little bit closer for the Wildcats now as they come up the line of scrimmage. Two receivers near side, one far side. Snap goes to DeWeese, pitch back to McGuire. McGuire is going to put one up, and he's just going to launch it, and that is going to be incomplete. Somehow coming up with that ball, Lane Halderson, in very heavy traffic, gets the ball down to about the 11-yard line. So that's going to bring up first and goal for Cunningham with 7:12 left in the third period, a 44-12 ball game. Alderson will get that big pass completion there on a drive that has been somewhat bizarre. As Schultz-Jans had an interception, then as he tried to run it back, he fumbled it, gave the ball back to Cunningham, and that's where we're at on this drive. On first down, DeWeese back to McGuire. McGuire, he'll look, he'll take off, he'll put it on the ground, and he is going to run in for the score. So Luke McGuire from 11 yards out with 6:52 left in the third period makes it a 50-12 ball game. The point after try coming up. Dagan Reed will try the kick. So here we go. Reed sets up, waits the snap. High snap. Kick is up. Kick is going to be good. 52-12. Cunningham opens up the lead by 40. 6:52 left in the third. We'll be back after this one-minute break from the Alan Sanders broadcast booth. This is the ACC Road to a Championship presented by NextTech Wireless from Ad Astor Radio and MSC Sports.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Football on AdAstroRadio.com.
Wasting no time and kicking it back to the Wetmore Cardinals. Hanging out Wildcats through the kick. And as it has done most of the time tonight, it's gone out the back of the end zone. It'll be first and 10 for Wetmore. 6:52 left in the third. 52-12 is your score. Big drive here for the Cardinals. As Handlicek will take the snap. He's going to do the pitch back. Here's the throw back up court, and it's going to be intercepted by the Wildcats. With the pick, here goes Lucas Hageman, and Hageman will bring it back. And the Cunningham Wildcats are within 6 points, are now close to ending it. The ball will set up, but we do have an injured Wetmore player back near the back in the end, back about the just outside of the end zone. They're checking him over right now. Wetmore coach is coming over to take a look at him. I don't know who that player is. So we're going to kind of check and see who the player is. They're still working with him right now, trying to see who it is and trying to help him get back up. And that's going to be Dirk Hanzek, and he is going to walk off the field on his own power. Injury update brought to you by Summit Surgical and Pinnacle Rehabilitation Sports Performance. Schedule your free consultation at summitks.com. The Summit, together for exceptional health care. Cunningham Wildcats will set it up. They'll spread everybody out. And once again, a Wetmore Cardinal gets a little bit anxious. So encroachment will be the call, so move the ball further down the field. That's going to put the ball at about the 5-yard line. 6:39 left here in the third period. Here's a snap. DeWeese puts a slider in there, and it's going to be touchdown on the quick slant. And that will end it. And who is that pass to, guys? Helene Halverson brings it in, and that is your ball game. The final score at 6:37 left in the third period, the Cunningham Wildcats 58, the Wetmore Cardinals 12. We're going to take a break and be back after this to recap the game. You're from the Alan Samuels broadcast booth listening to the ACC Road to a Championship presented by Next Tech Wireless from AdAster Radio and MSC Sports.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Summit Surgical and Pinnacle Rehabilitation and Sports Performance, together for your orthopedic needs. Now seeing physical therapy patients at Sterling College, as well as our location in Hutchison. Enhancing the quality of your life and helping you return to the activities you love. Visit Summit online at summitks.com or call 620-665-7766 to make your consultation appointment. Summit Surgical and Pinnacle Rehabilitation and Sports Performance, together for exceptional health care.
High school football on AdAstroRadio.com.
The Cunningham Wildcats will move on to the six-man East semifinals coming up next Friday night after a 58-12 win over the Wetmore Cardinals tonight on a cold Friday night here in Cunningham, Kansas. Wetmore got on the scoreboard first with Dirk Pavlicek getting a 59-yard run on the second play of the game. That made it 6-0. The kick on the point after failed. And then with 7:17 left, going the other way, Luke McGuire for Cunningham, a 40-yard run. Dagan Reed's kick, which in six-man counts for 2 points, made it 8-6. Then at 4:54, Trey DeWeese, a 4-yard pass to Luke Hageman. Kick went wide, 14-6. At a minute 16 left in the first, a safety as Jacob Carls was tackled in the end zone on a punt attempt. At that point, it was 16-6. With a minute 23 left in the first period, Luke McGuire completes a 26-yard pass to Lane Halderson. Reed's kick made it 24-6. Early in the second period, Trey DeWeese, a 4-yard pass to Luke Albers, made it 30-6. Then McGuire, a 56-yard run at 6:12 left in the first half. That made it 36-6. Wetmore would get back on the scoreboard again. Dirk Pavlicek, a 55-yard pass to Jacob Carls, kick block, 36-12 at that point. And then, with a minute 30 left in the half, Luke McGuire, a 2-yard run to make it 44-12. In the third period, at the 6:52 mark, Luke McGuire, a very bizarre play, as Wildcats were facing a third and very long situation. The ball was picked off by Weston Schultz-Johns for Wetmore. On his return, he fumbled the ball back. Luke McGuire ends up with it, and Luke McGuire would eventually take it in on an 11-yard run. The turnover after turnover, by the way, gave Cunningham a first down, and that made it 52-12. The game ending at the 6:37 mark after an interception. McGuire, a 5-yard pass to Lane Halderson. That would take care of the thing. 58-12 final. Cunningham moves on. They stay perfect on the season as they now go to 11-0, awaiting the winner of the Tescott-Waverly game, which we do not have a score on yet. Wetmore Cardinals end their season this year at 7-3, but you got to look at it. They played some tough competition. The three losses cannot be anything to deal with because their losses are to the two teams that will be playing in the East Sub-State Final tonight, and a third team they lost to was a team that was playing in the semifinals with the Nebraska six-man playoffs earlier today. Did not get a score in on that one, but that's kind of how things wrapped up. As far as scores we might have, we're going to take one last look at the Buehler Dental Care scoreboard show when we come back on the Rise Up Reno postgame. Back after this from the Adaster Sports Network, this is the ACC Road to a Championship presented by Next Tech Wireless on Adaster Radio and MSC Sports.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
Wetmore Veterinary Service, right off Highway 9 in Wetmore. Contact Dr. Trent Glick at 785-866-4141. Wetmore Veterinary Service, proud to support Wetmore Cardinal Athletics.
Joel, working together for the Lord.
High school football on AtAstroRadio.com.
Back at Cunningham City Park one last time. Lucky kid here tonight. Cunningham Wildcats winning over the Wetmore Cardinals 58-12 in quarterfinal action. The sectional round of six-man playoff football tonight. Our Rise Up Reno Prevention Network player of the game is going to be Cunningham's Luke McGuire, the 6-foot, 145-pound junior. He had a good night. He would end up scoring 5 touchdowns on the evening. He also would come up with a key interception or key fumble recovery after a pass interception by Weston Schulte Jeans of Wetmore in a kind of a bizarre play that helped get us toward an early end of the game tonight. So Luke McGuire, the rising star of the game, presented by Rise Up Reno Prevention Network, working to strengthen families and promote healthy behaviors. Rise Up Reno. Let's take a look now at the Buehler Dental Care scoreboard. Your friendly hometown dentist online at BuehlerDentalCare.com, providing healthy smiles with a gentle touch. And let's take a look at some of the scores that we have around the state right now. One score for our friends up in Northeast Kansas, losing on NMSC Sports, Opie and Centralia. They are scoreless. That is at the end of the first quarter. Those of you up in that area, that game you can hear on tonight on KNZA 103.9. Also a score in 1A. Emin at early in the second was leading Smith Center 15-6. In 2A, Kingman up on Beloit 7-0. In 4A, Andover Central leading Wamego 7-0. Manhattan up on Wichita Northwest 6-3 on the score there. And we're going to see if we have some other scores to pass on here as we're getting updates. Another score here that we have, Conway Springs leading Labuncie in 1A, 12-0. That's in the middle of the second. Andale up on Rock Creek, 14-0. Topeka Hayden leading Columbus, 15-0. And another score from up in Northeast Kansas, Holton Wildcats up on Girard. That's end of the first quarter, 13-3, the final score there. 4A action right now, Circle leading McPherson by a score of 13-7. And let's see if we have some other scores to pass on as we're checking two of our sources here. Hutch leading Mays 14-7. That's midway through the second quarter, and those are the scores that we have right now into us. Also, another score we just got in, Waverly right now is leading Tescott 39-6. That game is in the third quarter. Waverly goes on to win that. They will host Cunningham next Friday. As we continue to look at some other scores, earlier score we had into us, Clay Center leading Cheney 7-0. And last score we had, Ashland was leading Northern Valley. Never got a final on that game, but we'll see what we can come up with as we get more scores come in tonight. Be listening for us tonight. Those of you, you'll be hearing those later tonight, I'm sure, on MSC Sports. And also, we'll have those on at Astro Radio tonight on Kix 106.1 and also 98.9 KMCP with the Kansas High School School Board Show tonight at 10 o'clock. So that is all tonight we can tell you about from here. Wild night, Cunningham Wildcats coming up. 58-12 win over the Wetmore Cardinals. We want to thank everyone joining us tonight from MSC Sports on 93.7 KAIR. And we also want to thank our listeners joining us in South Central Kansas on the At Astro Sports Network. We'll talk to you later. I'm Lucky Kid. Thanks for listening, and you have a great rest of the weekend, everybody. Most important, stay warm.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports Productions.